Democrats have successfully pushed back a Republican effort to pass a law allowing any employer, not just religious institutions, to opt out of contraceptive coverage for their employees on moral as well as religious grounds. This morning, Republicans and Democrats passionately debated the measure. Lead sponsor Roy Blunt of Missouri said it was a pushback on the Obama health reform requirement that employers provide contraception coverage, something Blunt felt was a question of religious freedom.
Now, surely every person in the Senate has at least one thing that, because of religious reasons, they believe is wrong to do. Do you want to be forced by the government to be a participant in that wrong thing?
Blunt said that state laws requiring contraceptive coverage wouldn't be affected, but Democrat Michael Bennett of Colorado said the measure would have dangerous, unintended consequences.
Women could lose coverage for mammograms, prenatal care, flu shots, to name only a few essential services, and yes, the right to make decisions around contraception and their own reproductive health.
Rick Klein is senior Washington editor for ABC News. Rick, this amendment was part of a transportation bill, and the motion to table it passed 51-48. Are you surprised, first of all?
No, I'm not. I think this was very broad language. As you mentioned, it would have allowed any employer to say that their employees would not have access to basically any kind of preventive care, even broader than just contraception. You could be talking about diabetes screening or alcohol counseling. There's so many things that were covered by this that there were lots of reasons to vote against it. But this has become such a polarized debate that the vote broke down directly on party lines. This was really a referendum on the Obama health care law more than anything else. And, of course, it came in the context of this big debate that the Republican Party's been having over contraceptive coverage.
Well, and yet we heard people like Susan Collins, sort of a centrist from Maine, saying that while she felt the bill was broad and, a political football, she might vote for it. Now, this is, this bill is one of the things that's been cited as the reason that her colleague, Olympia Snow of Maine, has said she's not going to run again, because there's just too much, politics going on in policymaking. So tell us some of the politics that was splayed out here.
Well, I think the biggest one is Obamacare, the Obama health care law. That is still a political hot potato. Democrats don't love defending it. Republicans love talking about it. And you see it on the stump, you see it on the Hill, you see it everywhere in between. They'll do anything they can to take a chunk out of the Obama health care law. This would have rendered big portions of the law inoperable because preventive care is a big piece of it.
Well, and does we stated it, but I want to make sure we're right here. Does the Obama health reform law require that employers provide contraceptive coverage?
It does. There's a narrow exception for religious institutions. The exception does not now famously apply to religious affiliated institutions like Catholic universities and hospitals. So they would be required, and they will be required, I think, beginning in 2013, to provide this coverage. That has been what this flashpoint has been about, that there are a number of religious institutions that are affiliated with non-religious organizations like hospitals, like schools, that would be impacted by this, and they feel like it's a violation of their religious freedoms and their religious liberties to have to provide coverage and subsidize coverage for something that they say violates their faith.
Well, how is this going to play out on the campaign trail? We know it already ensnared Mitt Romney. He was asked on our radio program, I believe it was, if he supported this measure. And he said, and I'm paraphrasing, he said, I just don't think the presidential candidates should get in between decisions between a man and a woman about what they're going to do. Later, his campaign said that he was mistaken, he misunderstood. We know there are all sorts of measures being proposed, one in Virginia, for instance, about women who are pregnant, and so perhaps he mixed some of these up, but now he's saying no, he was all for the measure. So a little misstep there. But where did other Republicans vote against this, because it might have been politically vulnerable for them to vote for something so broad? Again, this would have allowed any employer to just decide anything on moral grounds, not religious grounds, that they didn't want covered by insurance.
Yeah, this is one of those issues that that shows a divide, I think, between the Republican frontrunner and the folks on Capitol Hill. Mitt Romney, if he misunderstood the question, that's fine, but a lot of conservatives are scratching their heads. How can you misunderstand this? This is no small issue to a big portion of the conservative movement right now to not know the particulars of this and to misspeak the way he did. But the fact that this is even happening at all right now, in the midst of this Republican primary campaign that just got done in one battleground state, Michigan, is now headed to another one, Ohio, this is not what Mitt Romney wants to be talking about under any circumstance.
Takes
this
it off
jobs.
This
is not the issue that matters for him. Right.
Rick Klein, senior Washington editor for ABC News. Thanks, as always.
Thank you.